But at least he's not a big fat liar, a big fat whopper maker like Brian Williams.
Liar!
Brian Williams claims he was selling Christmas trees out of the trunk of his car. Now that sounds like a lie right there, doesn't
yes.
it? And he was robbed at gunpoint.
Another big lie.
In Red Bank, New Jersey. And the residents of Red Bank are pissed. In fact, Yolanda DiMaria, she's 93. She says, a small town with a dress shop and a five and dime. No one locked their claws. It was a very peaceful town, a lovely town. It was never dangerous here. Les Carbone said he doubts he was robbed at gunpoint. I was born in Red Bank. Don't know crimes like that. Tell Brian Williams to stop lying.
Or I'm going to take care of him.
All right, you want to dial up Carbone?
Casey Carbone taking care of something like that?
Hell yeah.
Back in the day.
I wish he would take care of it.
There's going to be so many lies coming out.
Man, scared me. I'm sorry.
I'm scared.
Hello. No one is at
no.
Carbone.
Mr. Carbone.
Williams had him taken out.
Got me an answering machine, right? He's 85.
Of course.
Hello, Mr. Carbone. It's Jordan Mark calling from Detroit, and we were just reading the story about Brian Williams, who said he was robbed at gunpoint in your town, and we're just trying to find out... You know, what kind of a crime area you live in there? If it's a scary place to live, or...
We're going to call him, too, if there's anything you want us to pass along to him.
Yeah. Tell you what, we'll call back in a few minutes. If you hear the phone and I see a 248.
Just dial it back.
Or a Michigan area code. Is it just 248 on these?
So confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says 248.
He might say, he could say 1-1-1-1-1.
John
Hagensicker. Anyway, I'm sorry. If Brian... Williams is telling tall tales about your town. I'm really sorry to hear that. You have a great day.
See ya.
See ya.
We have to call the lady
on it. Oh, should we call the 93
old lady?
Yeah, let's call her. Rosalie?
1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Really?
Do the gunshot that scared Tom.
Oh, this one I think scared him. It looked like it hit you, Maz.
It felt like it.
It is loud.
This hits my left ear for some reason.
Come on, Yolanda.
Where's she got to be today?
Yeah, pick up the phone.
What do you have going on at 5:23?
It's dinner.
Oh, maybe it's nap time. Bedtime. Hello?
Yo. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's on the machine.
Hello?
Yolanda, it's Drew and Mark calling. Maz is with us, too. He's from
Hi,
the
Yolanda.
Area. We're wondering if your town is a high... Oh, Yolanda, there you
Hello?
Are.
Yolanda.
Hello.
Yolanda, it's Drew Mark calling. We're on sports radio in Michigan. How are you?
Who's calling?
Drew and Mark, and Maz is with us, too. We're calling because Brian Williams has been saying some things about the town you live in, Red Bank. You know, the NBC anchor, he said he was robbed at gunpoint in Red Bank. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
and we're wondering if it's a real high crime area. We're kind of we've been assigned to sort of investigate some of these claims he's made over the years.
Red Bank was never a high crime area. Yeah. Maybe the West Side might have had a little crimes, but there hasn't been any real crime in this area.
Do you ever remember do you remember a guy selling Christmas trees out of the back of a truck?
Oh no, that's hearsay. It might have been our church never sold Christmas trees. Some of the Episcopal Church might have done it once with the Boy Scouts or something.
He said it was Yolanda's church.
I missed a lot.
This guy tells some tall tales, Yolanda.
Red Bank is not a high crime area. Never has been.
Yeah, it said somewhere that he was in a high crime area of Red Bank, and some guy, I guess he took a shot at him and missed, fortunately. But... I guess it was.
It could have been on the West Side.
Okay, I said it was might have been Murdertown, USA at the time. Is that possible? Or is he just telling more whoppers?
Well, it's like any town that has shootings, but we haven't had any real crime around here.
What about when he was mayor?
Red Bank is a very reputable town, isn't it, right now?
Well, I hope this isn't Brian Williams telling more tall just tales. Lies. Have you heard about the stories he's been telling? He said he was in a chopper that was shot at. He was trying to get out of Iraq.
Does she know who Brian Williams is?
Yeah, you know who Brian Williams is? The anchorman on NBC News?
Ron Williams?
Brian Williams? Yeah, he does the news for NBC.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate. He was held very high in everyone's estimation, and this has been a shock to everybody.
Right. They would say this about Red Bank is probably most shocking of all.
Yeah, I'm blaming it on Red Bank.
He lived in Middletown.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so another whopper.
Wait, is it possible that he's got the two towns mixed up, that maybe he's selling Christmas trees in Middletown?
Red Bank. He wasn't a Red Bank man. He was a Middletown man.
Oh, what a liar. Yeah,
Middletown's more north. You're more down the shore, aren't you?
Who told you all this?
Brian Williams.
Brian Williams.
Brian Williams told you all this?
Yes.
He said that Red Bank was a high crime area, that it was one of the murder capitals of the U.S. at the time.
I'm sorry. He was misinformed.
Okay. Mm. Well, he's an anchor man. We expect if somebody who's anchoring the news to tell the truth, and apparently... There's nothing but whoppers coming out of his mouth.
Red Bank was never a high crime area.
No.
There might have been a few murders on the west side. My God, Asbury Park, Long Branch, and all these other towns have had more murders than Carter's has pills.
He said that the year he was selling Christmas trees, that three people were stabbed selling Christmas trees in Red Bank.
I don't know all this, where this all came from.
Brian Williams.
Brian Williams made it up, apparently.
Well,
do you remember people selling Christmas trees getting stabbed? Does that sound right?
No, not that I know of.
No, okay.
All we know is that churches have sometimes, at one time, sold Christmas trees. But
yeah, that's what he said.
I wasn't around at the time. I used to come back from Florida two or three times a year to visit. Red Bank was never.
Now, what about the strip club? He said the strip club was very dangerous. A lot of people carried weapons at the strip club there.
We didn't have any strip clubs here.
What?
No, Asbury Park.
Yeah,
maybe.
You must have been talking about Asbury.
Yeah, maybe he's just getting it mixed up a little bit. But yeah, he said he used to frequent some of the nudie bars,
that's
the gentlemen's clubs.
Mixed up. Red Bank was.
We don't. Brian Williams does.
Yeah.
Red Bank was a peaceful little shopping town. Happy the way it was.
Yeah, I heard there was a Five and Dime there. Is that true?
There was a Five and Dime, a Woolworths.
Was there was there a small dress shop?
Yes, there were dress shops. You could go to Red Bank and buy everything you wanted. They had a variety store.
What about Middletown, where he's from?
They called Pounds. It sold everything you needed. You could go in there and buy anything for your home that you wanted. And now it's all, they're all eating places. They must have 20-something eating places.
He said something about the first gay marriage in the U.S. took place in Red Bank. Is that true?
What's that?
He said the first gay marriage took place in Red Bank while he was selling Christmas trees.
Oh, God, they didn't even know what the word gay meant when I was growing up and going to school.
Where is he getting this stuff?
At that era, gay meant you were happy.
Yep.
Okay?
It still does.
Yeah.
Well, not to Brian Williams. Wow. Well, I don't know where this stuff is coming from. It's crazy. I don't know. Maybe people are making it up, but
I'm sorry to stop. Hey, because he wrecked
ma'am.
His own life.
Yeah, his property values are starting to drop.
If there's one thing we can agree on, it's that Brian Williams is
a liar.
The king of the whopper.
Well, he's proven himself to be a liar. I hate to say it.
No,
Everybody
I like
so
him, too.
Highly of him.
I know.
He was one of these headliners, local boy makes good.
And now every time he opens his mouth, the property values in Red Bank go down.
Well, it's a shame that people have to find their fame and fortune by lying.
Yep.
At the expense of somebody else.
Hey, you don't know a guy named Les Carbone, do you? He's one of your neighbors, Mr. Carbone?
Vincent Carbone?
Les Carbone.
Close enough.
Yeah, he could be Vince.
He goes to the same church that I go to.
He's 85 years old? Is he about 85 years? 85 or so?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a graduate of Red Bank Catholic High.
Yeah, write that down.
A very reputable Catholic.
Could come in handy.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Well, now, where did he work? Do you know where he worked?
No, he doesn't work. He's retired.
Oh, okay. Boy, I wish they'd bring Woolworth back. Wasn't Woolworth great?
Oh, that was great.
No. No, these are a bunch of poppycock lies. Forget about it.
Yep.
Red Bank was never a very high crime area. You ask anybody in this older age bracket, and they'll tell you that Red Bank was the most beautiful, peaceful town.
That's what I hear.
And it still is. And it still is.
Now, the only thing that he said that was true, I guess there was a preponderance of gay marriage there, but that's about it.
It's one town where you can walk the streets at night and feel safe.
Okay. Well, we'll put that all down. We'll try and make sure he stops saying all this stuff, because that's crazy.
Don't defame our Red Bank, please.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, we love Red Bank.
Beautiful.
We're trying to get it all straightened out.
We love Jersey.
Brian Williams is just on this mad bender of telling whoppers. What can you do?
No, Brian Williams better get his act together.
I agree. Yeah, I agree, man.
I think he's a little confused.
You know, if we could...
He's created his own misery.
I agree, ma'am. We'll pass that along to Mr. Williams if we can.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you so much. You've been so helpful.
You're very welcome, I'm sure.
Okay. Bye bye.
Right.
Bye, Yolanda.
Bye, Grandma.
She didn't like my family's vacation spot. What? Asbury. She was.
She's pissed about. No,
she
doesn't.
She didn't like Asbury.
She did not seem to be too fond of Asbury. That's where all the strip bars are.
No wonder my father always took us there.
I think it's because she's so proud of Red Bank.
Yes.
She does have a lot of Red Bank pride, and apparently Brian Williams better get some pretty soon, or she's going to kick his ass personally. I wonder if Mr. Carbone could add anything if we could just get him on the phone.
Oh, he's got to.
Yeah, sure, try him again.
Maybe call him Vincent.
How ridiculous is this that the Post went to that church to ask people?
Oh, no, just basically tattling on Brian Williams.
Should I go look up Vincent Carbone?
Yeah.
Oh, it could be.
It could be Vincent Les Carbone.
Don't you go dying on me!
She was confused.
Probably
Les.
The story says Les, and there's a listing for Les. Vince is probably his brother.
Hello. No one.
I'll try him again. I'll try him later. Okay. Lots going on to talk about. The Grammys, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Do I find Christmas music?
I was getting in the holiday spirit.
Yolanda's long gone.
I just kind of like it anyway.
Yeah, I do too. It's pretty mellow, isn't it?
Hey, kick it up, man.
Yolanda Di Maria. Kind of jazzy.